I'm Robin Hilton with NPR's All Songs Considered. Are you looking for the best new movie to watch this weekend? Or are you still digesting the last episode of your favorite TV show? NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour is great conversation about the very best things to watch, read, and listen to each week. Find something new to make you happy. Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Find it now at npr.org/podcasts.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings.
When I hear you say, I simply remember my favorite things.
What are we doing here, Bob?
And then I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
You want to play that song?
I would love to play that song. Here, just a second. You know I have the soundtrack right here.
I'm sure you do.
In my personal
library. For those
library,
of you who have never spent the day with Robin Hilton, for the most part, at any given moment, he will burst into song. And more often songs that I never really wanted to hear.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles.
See what I mean?
And warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied.
Good night, everybody.
Strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Now, I know I'll get a lot of hate mail for this, but I'm not a huge fan of the sound of music.
The sound of music is.
I know. But
my
why
dad
are you
says
doing this,
this is still the best film that's ever been made. Nothing better.
They should have stopped making films.
5 years since then.
I actually kind of like this song, but on the whole.
Yeah.
But why?
So this song was actually in my head because, and this is going to sound crazy once you listen to the song it reminded me of, but there's this new song from the band Daughter. Daughter, this is a group from London. We've been following them for the last couple of years. They put their debut record out in 2013. They make just the most beautiful, moody music.
Mm-hmm. I'm with
you. Yeah, and they have a new song out called Doing the Right Thing. And when I tell you what the song is about, it couldn't be more different than my favorite things from Sound of Music. It's actually the Daughter song, Doing the Right Thing, is actually about dementia. And the way it robs people of their identity and the million little connections we have
with
each other.
Weren't we talking about kittens and whiskers?
Warm woolen mittens. But there's a chord progression in this, the refrain of this Daughter song that I think is the same chord progression of this part of my favorite things. And that, so my brain made that connection. And should I just do a mashup?
Let's do it.
No, this is, I'll play Daughter, Doing the Right Thing. And this really is a gorgeous song and so heartbreaking. From a new record they have coming out called Not to Disappear, this is Doing the Right Thing. Obvious, right?
There's first of all, I'm lost in the deepness of those words.
Oh, I know, my gosh!
And how you ever heard that song and heard the sound of music. I hope.
Well, it's just that recurring theme, that melodic line they had at the end of the song that goes dun 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 dun, which is when the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad. But this song, though, from Daughter, Doing the Right Thing, it is just a crushing song. It's so sad. There's a line in it that kills me. It's she says, and when it's dark, I'll call out in the night for my mother, but she isn't coming back for me because she's already gone. Mm-hmm. And now it would be very easy to take that line and think, well, there's a woman or a child who's thinking of their now old mother who has dementia. But there's this gorgeously shot and just heart-crushing video that they've made for this song. And in that moment when that line is sung, they focus on this elderly woman who is totally gone and just staring off into space. And the sense I got was that it was playing with there was this juxtaposition playing with our expectations, and that it was in fact this elderly woman who was saying, I want to call out in the night for my mom, and her mom is long gone, right?
Oh,
and to me, the thought of someone in their 70s or 80s who's disappearing from dementia, and just the idea of them crying out for their mother, you know, who probably died 40 years ago or, you know, whatever. It's just so heartbreaking. We'll put the video for this on our site as well. The song Doing the Right Thing from Daughter and their record Not to Disappear is not out until January 15th.
Wow, we're 2016-ing.
Yeah. But that song is out, Doing the Right Thing, and it is a fantastic song.
So a few years ago, this guy here. Big Boy.
Right.
Heard, while trying to close a bunch of pop-up ads on his computer, heard this.
Oh, yeah.
And that, of course, is, well, they're similar.
Fantagram.
Yes, and it's Fantagram, Mouthful of Diamonds. And he put it on his now-defunct blog, Big Boy did, and Fantagram contacted him. And now they have a record, an EP, 7 songs. They're called Big Grams. Big Boy and Fantagram, Big Grams. I'm going to play a song off that record that just came out. I'm going to play a song called Gold Mine Junkie.
We live life like a love letter, a real nice like the Lord letters. Amen, tell him I stole a heart like a known felon. Jackpot couldn't have told better. Banana dick on deck, she goes gorilla. If you ain't got joy yet, the boy gon' get her. For real, on the phone with her till the wee hours. Future so bright, who can see ours? Using all 3 eyes to get between thighs. Always overstood, never undermined. Got a mean spit game and a dirty wine. Spoon action gravy for the cuddle time. And under the cover we make another twine. Fuck it, make another one.
That breath was not mine, but a preview of what's to come.
Right. If you want to know what comes next, get the record.
Or name that tune, right?
Oh, that's not on the actual...
No, that was the next song that I'm going to play later. But the song I did play, there was Gold Mine Junkie. It was from a new 7-song EP from Big Boy and Fantagram. And
two together. Great tastes that go great together. Would not have pegged the two of them as being a good
right?
pairing, but they really are.
Big Grams. That's what they go by, and that's their self-titled EP.
I've got another British musician I want to play, a daughter from London. It's from London, this guy. His name's Bill Ryder-Jones. He's a singer-songwriter from Warrington. And Bill Ryder Jones, he's an interesting guy. He's a singer and a songwriter, but he's tried lots of different things with his music. His first record was actually an instrumental record, his debut album that he did with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic.
I remember that. It was a great record.
Yeah, and that was in 2011. His second record was this sort of delicate folk pop, mostly acoustic album. And he is about to release his third...
Metal. He's
metal. Definitely, he's plugged in. It's not totally metal, but it is more electric, more propulsive. And on this song that I want to play, it's a lot noisier. This is Bill Ryder Jones and the song Satellites from his upcoming record, West Kirby County Primary.
Somewhere must be happening.
There's a great line in the song that he repeats a couple times, something somewhere must be happening. And that is something that Bill Ryder Jones's girlfriend used to say to him to help calm his nerves. In his mid-20s, back in 2009, he was diagnosed with a dissociative disorder, like multiple personality. He kept having the thought that life wasn't real to him, no matter what he felt or what he experienced. And her words, something somewhere must be happening, helped bring him back down to earth, helped him to redock at the mothership. And her line basically means that the fact that he's experiencing something at all means that there must be something to it, or the well-known phrase, I think, therefore I am, is essentially what she is saying. It's a fantastic song. This whole record is great. The record's West Kirby County Primary, which is a hilarious name. And that song from Bill Ryder Jones is called Satellites. He says his satellites got crossed.
I love the imagery here.
Yeah.
There's a song I want to play, also by a British singer. His name's Frank Turner. And in this song, it's a song also where his girlfriend comes and tries to help him see the positive in things. And there's a line in this song I'm going to play called Get Better, which says, she took a plain black marker, started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We could get better because we're not dead yet.
Wow.
Great song from Frank Turner and all of his songs. I just saw him live this weekend at the 930 Club, which I've seen him a few times. And all of his songs are just sing-along. So for 2 hours, everybody on a sold-out Sunday night crowd. By the way, sold-out Sunday night crowds, best crowds ever.
Because you know they want to be there.
They want to be there, absolutely.
Sunday night, you want to be there.
And so 1,200 people at the 930 Club singing along for 2 hours to Frank Turner.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I'm going to play the song from Frank's new record. The album is called Positive Songs for Negative People. Here comes Get Better.
I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past, I've got no new tricks, yeah, I'm a pump breaks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better. Because we're not dead yet. They threw me a whirlwind, and I spat back the sea. I took a battering, but I've got thicker skin, and the best people I know are looking out for me. So I'm taking the high road. My engine's running high. Because we're not dead yet. It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your sums. You could work it out with your fingers. Fix
what a great anthem for everyone to sing along right. to together. When you told me, like, when you just gave me the line, it sounded kind of, you know, like this must be a dirge or something like that.
But no,
and I thought, how is a group of 1,200 people going to sing this song together? But obviously.
Everyone walked out in such joy that night. It's so good. That's Frank Turner, Positive Songs for Negative People. A little side story that for some, this meant a lot to me, and a lot of tearful eyes when a few years ago, the person who was sort of the face of the 930 Club, Josh Burdett, he was the head of security, but he was also a friend to many of the bands, took his life. Josh was a frightening man to look at.
Huge, just a huge, intimidating looking guy.
Dragon tattoos all over his body. And big monster earlobes and nose piercings and just like frightening.
Lots of tattoos.
And basically a teddy bear and a sweetheart. And he and Frank became friends. Josh traveled to Frank's place in England. They hung out together. So they, you know, he was just more than just the guy who made people feel good when they came to the 930 Club. And we all miss him. And Frank wrote a song called Song for Josh, dedicated to Josh Burdett. And he recorded his song for Josh appropriately at the 930 Club about a year and a half ago. And now that song, that recording from that 930 Club show is on this new record, Positive Songs for Negative People.
And is that song that he wrote for him as joyful and big and loud that one?
No.
It's the quieter moment on
it
the
is,
record.
It ends, basically ends the record on a quiet, beautiful note. And that's how he ended the show.
Well, it takes a lot to laugh, Bob Boylan.
And a train to cry.
That is the name of a Bob Dylan song that he put out in 1965 on the record Highway 61 Revisited. You know, for almost 25 years now, Bob Dylan and Columbia Records has been putting out a ton of bootleg material previously.
Well, quote-unquote bootleg.
Well, I mean, they call it the bootleg series because a lot of this music has come out in one form or another and been traded among fans and things like that. But the first volume of the bootleg series came out in 1991. And now, almost 25 years later, we're up to volume 12. It's coming out in November. And volume 12 covers the period from 1965 to 1966 with Bob Dylan, in which he put out Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde.
I want to say to every band out there who puts out a record and 2.5 years
One
later puts out
years.
Another, good Lord, people, get on it.
Three records, and not only three records in a year, but those three records, which are just incredible. But anyway, the latest bootleg series, this volume 12, has six CDs of unheard songs.
Not six songs, but six.
Outtakes. Well, there's a version of this, by the way, that has 18 discs for the really hardcore, and that has like every single take of every single song. But these are unheard songs, outtakes, studio rehearsals, alternate takes of these songs. Anyway, the one I want to play is an alternate take of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry from Highway 61 Revisited.
Yeah. some of it was good, man.
Some of it was good.
Some of it was good, yeah. We'll have to listen. It takes a lot to laugh. It takes a train to cry, an alternate version of a song that originally appeared on Highway. The version that first came out on Highway 61 Revisited is a lot slower. The instrumentation is stripped way back. Mm-hmm. It's mostly acoustic. In fact,
still Al Kooper, though, in the
it is, yeah, Al Kooper was, yeah, it's on all of these. So great to hear these songs take shape on these bootleg series that Columbia's been putting out. This latest one, Volume 12, that comes out next month on November 6th, is actually called The Cutting Edge, 1965 to 1966, from the Bob Dylan bootleg series. Are you going to get the 18-disc version of that, Bob?
If someone will buy me some time to listen. That's a lot of listening.
You'd need a year or so to get through it all.
18 CDs?
Yeah. Take a knock off work for a week. And
yeah, there you go. See, guys.
Oh, Bob. Oh, he's just listening to the new bootleg series from Dylan. Yeah. No, he needed to take the whole week.
So the complete opposite of the way Bob Dylan and so many artists were prolific in the 1960s is an artist we know as Saint Germain.
Yeah.
So Saint Germain was on the cusp of a lot of electronic dance music, somewhere straddled the line between electronic music and jazz, a unique character. And then he vanished.
He put a record out in 2000 called Tourist. Every single party I ever went to in 2000, that record was playing. It's just because it struck the perfect mood between sort of you're on the verge of having a party, but everyone's just feeling good and talking with each other and having a good time. It just was.
It's not an insult to call it background music.
Right. I guess that's sort of what it was, but it was the perfect background. It felt like it was one of your friends at the party with you. It was the soundtrack.
And he didn't want to reproduce anything like that again. He felt stuck, and he disappeared. He told London's The Independent that he went off to Africa, and he studied mostly Malian music, which is my very favorite. It's the most beautiful lyrical music in my mind. Mm-hmm. The music of Mali is, and spent years with guitarists, including Ali Fakature and others, capturing and making loops out of the music of Mali. And Saint Germain then spent, he says, 6 full-time years making this new album. Such the opposite of Mr. Dylan.
Right.
Right.
I would think musicians who make electronic music or work with loops and things like that, it's probably so easy for them to just get down in the minutia of it and just keep tweaking
really
and tweaking because the possibilities are limitless, right?
Right. And also the difference between having to spend $300 in a studio an hour and doing it at home because you can just do it and do it and do it and do it. It doesn't cost you any more or less.
Right.
Anyway, that's to say this is a magnificent record. Another one of those records that you can put on in the background if you want or dive deep into its textures and all the sounds because there's so much going on. There's sometimes he samples Lightnin' Hopkins and various singers from Mali. Tom Moon did a really great write-up for our first listen, which is going on right now. So you can actually listen to the whole thing. Read Tom's write-up. Tom's a great writer.
Yeah, he really puts it in perspective.
And I'm going to play and go out on the song from Saint Germain, song Hanky Panky. Not that Hanky Panky.
Hanky Panky.
My baby does. But not here. She's not doing that here. Well, I'm going to go get some schnitzels with noodles and brown paper
with
packages
warm
tied
mittens.
Up. In
I'm going to tie this whole show up with some string.
Yeah.
Brown paper.
Those were a few of our favorite things.
Yes, this has been a few of our favorite things. I'm Robin Hilton along with Bob Boylan. Good night, everybody.
Good night. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Chord, please.
Chord, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.